Yeah, that's absolutely correct. Amazon, you know, hosts a great number of websites. AWS or AWS Cloud is what you can read up on it. I'm sure you're familiar already. Google has their own version, Google Cloud, Cloudflare. There's GoDaddy. There's so many web hosting companies, and yeah, when one has issues, it can be pretty widespread. But yeah, there's only a few websites that are that I use. I think GitHub is one of them that's on Cloudflare, and that was the only one. Couldn't get into my repos. At least I couldn't from the website. It seemed to work from the command line just fine. So that didn't matter too much to me, I guess. But I like to review people's code. Like, I work on a team, and so there might be like five of us total. Between the five of us, we support thousands of users. The whole idea is kind of nuts. But I write this code and it gets used, you know, tens of thousands of times a day. And it's bonkers. That's why documentation is so important. So I have to write a lot of documentation. My boss makes me write one a week is my assignment. I'm supposed to write a document a week on how to do something. And it gets posted either on, we have a user-facing documentation site, and we've got an internal documentation site meant for teammates and whatnot. And I always have to add instructions in there for whatever, installing things or script for something, I don't know. There's always something on the list, but that's kind of what it entails for me.
Yeah, that was similar to what my old job was. I handled all the intranet, the websites that all the for the intranet that the employees used for their documentation to help customers. Because we did a call center, so we had process writers, the people that were in the particular different divisions that would write their process documents and procedures and things like that, and then the documents would sent to me. I'd have to format those and get them up on their website that they use for the internal side for their people to use to support customers. So, yeah, a lot of that stuff. I wasn't smart enough to write the documents because there was too many things in telecommunications and internet side of it and all of that they did. But the expert content experts wrote the documents. I just had to format them, get them up online, and support the website. And then all of that, like you said, any time that the servers had to be updated or something like that, then I'm monitoring all of that late at night. Typically, that ran between 1 a.m. and 6 a.m. because it's a 24-hour system. But there's less calls coming in between 1 and 6 a.m. in the morning. So that's when the IT people would do their routine maintenance or whatever if they had to swap out servers or something. And then we would do testing on the back end for weeks to make sure, trying to eliminate any issues with code updates and all of that stuff. And then put it into production, switch out things, whatever needed to be done, and then retest again to make sure everything was working, and then monitor any tickets from the support staff that was helping the customers if something was going wrong or went wrong that we had to then fix. So I don't miss that part of it. There was many late nights doing that. Since I was on salary, it was kind of, you were on call at any time, KC8YVF.